Surprise, you're going to love. This is Rick Dees on the weekly Top 40. Next, Jason Wade, Rick Wolstenholme, Bryce Soderbergh. Lifehouse will be here live in your face, coming right up with the Top 10 next.
Rick Dees and the weekly Top 40, yeah!
Stand by, the men of Lifehouse are just outside the studio door. Jason fixing his hair, Rick shaving his off. Bryce watching Rick's new tattoo of a bird go up and down on his bicep. They'll be here in just a few moments after Green Day does number 10, Holiday. 2 weeks at number 10 on the countdown.
Well, I like that it's like, it's something new and it's just reviving like old rock and roll. And it's like, it's raw again and it's fun.
It's number 9, Fergie, You Know What to Do. Black Eyed Peas, Don't Mess With My Heart. After 4 weeks at number 3, down to number 9 on the weekly Top 40 countdown. And what does the typical fan of the Black Eyed Peas wear? Well, we looked into this. And those are just the guys. Rick Dees, and that laugh just came from Jason Wade as Lifehouse just pulled into the countdown hot microphone area. How are you guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
I can't believe that you would, first of all, have a great shirt collection. This is. I love your shirts.
Thanks, man.
Jason, let's start, if you don't mind. Let's get into the music in just a second, but let's start with yours. Is this a personal selection or did somebody pick this up?
This is a vintage piece from 1973. I think it belonged to my Grandpa Benny.
Really?
Yeah, actually.
See, I thought there was a story to these shirts.
Yeah.
It looks great.
You can tell by the collar. I actually would have paid money to see a picture of him wearing it. Like,
well, you know, let's just say this. You're Grandpa Benny and you have the same size.
Yeah.
I mean, it fits perfectly.
Exactly.
It's great. Is this what you wear on stage?
Absolutely, man. Mm-hmm. We don't have like stage clothes versus normal clothes.
It's not like Green Day where all of a sudden I see you now and the next time I see you, you're like the Maybelline boy. I mean, you know.
We actually only own a couple pairs, so it's like this is what you see.
but the look is really awesome. Now, as far as sports, do you play anything? What do you like?
I play basketball.
You like it?
I'm okay. I'm not great. I was like the kid that got picked last in school, so now like that we have a little bit more money than we did when we were younger, I put up a basketball court at my house.
Oh, yeah.
So I, you know, put on my Jordan jersey, pretend I'm good. So really, I have no competition. It's just me against myself.
Is it, you have a favorite team?
I love the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're probably my favorite team. I like the Lakers, too, although it's been a little bit of a weird kind of couple of years. But I'm excited Phil Jackson's back. I'm a huge Phil Jackson fan.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah, and Shaq used to be my favorite player, so I was obviously devastated when he went to Miami.
Now, Bryce, you look baseball or you look athletic.
You know, I'm Canadian, so I'm more of a hockey guy, and I actually do play pickup hockey sometimes in Burbank. They have an arena there, but it's a little expensive, but it's fun. And I play basketball with Jason sometimes.
I bet you that arena is called Pickwick.
Yeah, Pickwick.
There you go.
You know it.
For hockey, though, I mean, it really takes dedication.
Yeah.
You have to put the skates on, put all the stuff on, go out and skate, and then somebody else has to have the ice after that.
And then you have to bring your gear home, and it, like, reeks up your house and stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta put it outside.
Yes.
Gotta clean your dentures, put it back in.
It's called a mouth protector, please. Here they are in the top 10 right now. It's Lifehouse in studio and live at number 8, You and Me.
What day is it? And what month this clock never seems so alive.
And the smiles continue now, beaming ear to ear. They know they're in the top 10 and moving up 2 weeks at number 8 for Lifehouse. Jason and Rick and Rick and Bryce all sitting right here with you. This is the way you can tell if an artist is really hot, because the telephone rings and won't stop. 1-800-RICK-DEES. That's 1-800-RICK-DEES. You can also tell if an artist is hot by the number of emails you receive when they're here. The text messaging and everything else coming to rick.com. For example, on the D's hotline now in Douglasville, Georgia, a huge Lifehouse fan. And hi, Shelly. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Shelly, say hi to Jason and Rick and Bryce. Lifehouse sitting right here.
Hey, guys. How
hey,
you?
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good.
Huge Lifehouse fan. That's what it says right here on the screen. It says huge Lifehouse fan. How big are you?
I'm pretty big.
Yeah. We were just in Georgia.
Didn't get to see you. I'm sorry.
We were playing at like Wild America, like a theme park. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I didn't get to go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Wish you could have been there. It was kind of fun. How far are you from Atlanta?
About like an hour.
Oh, so if we play Atlanta again, you could come out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see you soon then.
Okay.
What, you go to school, Shelly?
No.
You work?
No.
So you don't go to school, you don't work. This is the typical Lifehouse fan.
What do you do?
I'm a freeloader off of my parents.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've been there.
You've been probably. I think we've all been there.
Yeah. Shelly, you're so sweet. Listen, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
I just want to thank Jason because last year my dad had a seizure and he got in the hospital, and the only thing that really got me through it is to listen to Somewhere in Between, which was on their first album. Mm. I listened to that in the hospital, and it was on repeat, and it helped me through it, and my dad's okay now, so.
Oh, thank you. That means so much. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you.
It's got to make you feel great.
Yeah, man. That to me means everything, you know?
It is, really.
Yeah.
Because you can get up there and you see this group of people, and then you go to the next city and see this group of people. To know that there's a change in a life is cool.
I know. It just reminds me that there's every single person out there has a story, you know? And that's, I just can't believe that someone would pick a song that we've written to help bring them through a hard time. Even to that day, to this day, it just blows me away.
How long ago did you write that?
Oh, man. When I was 17, probably like 8 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of the oldest songs that we've had. But there are certain songs that I feel like have brought people through certain times. But it's weird because those songs got me through a really hard time too. So to kind of be vulnerable and put my own feelings and emotions out there, we want to get that feeling back that I'm actually helping someone else, just makes me feel just so good inside, you know. It makes me want to just keep going.
A lot of Shelleys out there, judging from the record sales too.
Cool, thank you.
Good job.